Not so fast, my friend, Ramondre Stevenson. They still need you until they have a replacement. And I will go back to that. I think Mike Vrabel was being quite honest. Didn't say he wants Ramondre Stevenson. Said he needs him. They need him because right now they don't have another option. Antonio Gibson is a change of pace back who had fumbling problems in Washington and fumbled yesterday. Travion Henderson has been very ineffective as a runner. He looked a little timid to me running yesterday. There weren't a lot of holes. I'm not sure. I'm quite sure he's not ready to be the lead back or a significant carry type guy. So they don't have any other options. Until they find another option, they need Ramondre Stevenson.
Too many penalties, too. Also, like the pass pro, which we, you know, I'm not going to say we're sold a false bill of goods on, but we saw was one of like the hallmarks of his game at Ohio State coming into the NFL hasn't been great.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. There were a lot of those predictions. Feels like that might be over.
Yeah.
It's only 3 weeks in. I mean, I guess he could have a hell of a run over the final 14.
A lot of running backs also went down for the season yesterday.
Maybe. We'll see. But Patriots lose 21-14 to the Steelers, or they kind of lose to the Patriots. Patriots beat the Patriots 21-14 at Gillette Stadium. Five turnovers. Ramondre Stevenson had two of those. Pop Douglas, who has no football awareness or rapport working with Drake May, couldn't get the fourth down, the fourth and two opportunity. And Aaron Rodgers is allowed to leave town with a smile on his face. That dink went home happy. Maybe that's the worst part of it. That dink went home happy. That annoys me. You could have beaten Aaron Rodgers and
I know.
Mike Tomlin, and you didn't.
Did Drake? But was there a small part of Drake May that was like, oh man, I got to play Aaron Rodgers, and at least Aaron Rodgers finally got a win at Gillette.
617-779-7937. Let's mix in your opinions. How you feeling about the Patriots, Ramondre, Pop, and Drake May? Let's go to our buddy Jim in Hanover. What's up, Jim?
Andy, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
I think your boy played a good game yesterday. Like I said, I just want to see him perfect his passing from the pocket. Yeah, he listened to Boomer on the early show even. Boomer said he played a great game. He just got to work on his passing. His passing's been great, and he wants him to get it better. That's all he wants. The thing is, I want to say one thing. The best bet in the NFL early this week, was take the under against the Patriots. 8.5, I did. There's no way they're going anywhere. Buckle up and see the turbulence come at you now, because the real thing's going to happen.
Thanks for the call, Jim.
Uh-oh.
Some of us took the under months and months and months ago. And by some of us, I mean Stiz, who's been saying this could be a... Stiz, what was your lowest number you said on the air?
Six.
What was your six lowest number you said off the air?
Well, maybe seven was the lowest I said on air. Six is kind of where I was at.
Well, I heard lower numbers off air, I feel like.
Maybe.
You want to share those on air?
No, I don't
That's
think
That's why
I got,
they were off air,
What did
Andy?
You think?
6-7, huh?
Yeah, I was always around 6-7, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But I agree with you, Andy, from the start. Like, I thought people were... overrating this team.
What was it that led so many people to overrate this team? Was it the Vrabel factor? Is it the Drake May jump? Josh, what do you think it was?
All of it. It was closing the door on what everybody thought was the most inept year situation coaching staff you'll ever see, bringing in Mike Vrabel, the guy that a lot of people wanted when Mayo actually arrived, having Drake May, selling yourself on Josh McDaniels, did it with Mac Jones, so Josh McDaniels is going to do it with Drake May, make him into a winner. They also invested hundreds of millions of dollars into the roster to bring in a defensive lineman, to bring in a cornerback, to help. Oh, and then you had your biggest glaring need, and you used the fourth pick in the draft on a left tackle. So there were a lot of reasons to get caught up in it.
Mac Jones, 2-0.
Mac Jones. Mac Jones actually had a good comment last about his interception. I don't know if you guys saw that clip where he's like, they asked like the play that the defender made. He goes, well, I threw it right to him. So it's not like he made a play. All he did was catch the football that I threw right to him. I was like, Mac, if you had been a little bit more like that in New England, yeah. I might have liked, not the pick part, but the
Oh, no, he did plenty
part.
Of the picks over here.
Yeah, just the personality part. But people are doing that already, Stiz. People are doing, Mac Jones is 2-0. What is Drake May? He's 1-2. He's never won two games in his career.
Should
blah,
have kept
blah.
Joe Milton around.
Nope. Okay, no, you shouldn't. We're not doing any of this.
No.
We're not doing the low-hanging fruit. Yes, Dan Ball.
Did everybody enjoy Joe Milton's pick that he threw in the end zone last night? I did.
Did he throw one?
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
He got garbage time against the Bears.
And you know what?
Just like his starter, Dak Prescott.
That's why when my gambling application allowed me an early cash out on my bet that needed over in the Bears-Dallas game, I took the cash out.
Smart.
That was very smart.
401 says, Drake May is and will never be the guy in New England. He is not good under pressure.
There's a ton of that.
It's unbelievable. So Tom Brady was talking about it. We played some of the clips last week. And there's been a lot of angst in terms of the development of young quarterbacks. You people are part of the problem. And I'll lump myself in. We, the people, are part of the problem.
Okay.
Because we say you need more patience. And we say you need to give these quarterbacks time to develop. And Dan Ball tells me all the time, in all sports, development is not linear. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. A young guy, 23 years old, Drake May, right?
Uh-huh.
Aaron Rodgers been in the NFL for 23
seasons.
Not quite. But it's basically he's played in the league as long as Drake May has been alive. That's the comparison for you. That's what he's dealing with. And you're seeing all these guys now. Baker Mayfield's good, right?
He's super good.
Yeah. Has he always been super good?
He started off well, then he got lousy, then he got super lousy, then he got better, and now he's great again.
Yeah. So he's developed, and he's kind of maybe some
people. He's learned some things. And that's like Travion Henderson. His development is going to be linear. He's not going to come in.
Nobody cares about a running back. The quarterback is the guy that is in the spotlight. The quarterback is the guy that every day.
Nobody cares about a running back.
No one cares.
The running back
cost you
the game
yesterday. No one ever talks about running back development.
No one ever.
All you thrust him out there, you broke him, you did this. It's the exact opposite. Running back is seen as the most play-ready position in the National Football League.
They're disposable in the NFL, or so I've been told.
But the quarterback position, everybody says you got to let him develop. Then a guy goes out, marches up and down the field, should have won the game. The numbers were unreal in a landslide for the Patriots, other than the turnover column and other than the scoreboard. Hmm. Those two things went to the Steelers. Drake May played a good game, and you have the 401 saying, I lost it now, too many texts have come
in.
He'll never be good. He's never going to be anything. He hasn't started for a year yet, and you're ready to throw this guy to the curb? What? How about the guy in Carolina? How about the guy named Bryce Young? You benched him in the middle of his second September. Yeah. Second September.
I would have never probably drafted him in the
and
first
you're
place.
But that's not about that. Once you draft him, you're pot committed, as they say.
Well, that's why they switch coaches.
Him. Yeah. And now you're going to bench him in his second September? That's on you. That's
Who
not on
him. Who the hell's going to bench Drake May? The text line? Wow, thank God the text line
doesn't
coach the
Patriots.
No, they've
already said he'll never be good.
Well, here's one for you. On the socials, at Jumbo Hart, Fitzy GFY, at WEI, Drake May turned the ball over 3 times, and it could have been 4 if not for the defender dropping it right out of his hands and a penalty on the first drive. This wasn't a good game by him.
You know that's
Why won't
wrong,
you
right?
guys take the rose-colored glasses off?
He turned the ball over twice.
Yes.
Where's the third turnover?
I'm reciting.
Now, he should have had one. He hit the guy in the hands on the second play of the game, third play
did,
of the game,
yes,
whatever
yeah,
it was.
That was
hideous
bad.
Drop. But that's where people are adding to his mistakes. And I know I'm going to come off as a quarterback apologist and Drake May defender, and people will probably lump it in. Oh, Drake May is on the WEEI afternoons, and he is. Stick around, 4 o'clock, hopefully. Hopefully with a landline or at least a good cell phone this week to talk about his performance. But we point fingers at NFL owners and coaches that they move on from quarterbacks too fast, that they expect too much too soon. We should look in the mirror and point with a thumb because we all expect too much too soon. The hardest job in all of sports is what?
Afternoons on EEI.
Okay, what's the second hardest job in all of sports? Yeah, working with Fitzy. I get it. Working with Fitzy, hardest job in all of sports.
Quarterback.
Quarterback. What's the most important job in all of sports?
Quarterback.
Yes, and yet we
That's
expect these
the
guys
after
to hit the ground running and just be good despite inexperience, talent around them, whatever.
The problem is, one, the equation is or expectations are kind of queered by what happened with Tom Brady. That's an appropriate word. No, you're allowed to use it in that
Stiz
context.
Stiz and I both just raised an eyebrow.
No,
I
dumped it. Nope. Yeah, you guys go home and study your OED. The equation got mucked up. How about that? It was messy. The expectations have been altered forever because of what happened when someone else who came in and started right off the bench and led the team on a... They forget, Andy, how talented the rest of the roster was. Everything will always be compared to Tom Brady around here. Fair or not, that's what's always going to happen. You have a permanent gold standard that is now memorialized in defiant bronze outside of the second football stadium that's been built in Foxborough that is going to cause expectations to forever be altered.
That is
fair
stupid.
Or not.
That is stupid.
Not only
is it unfair, it's stupid. It's stupid to compare him to Tom Brady, the greatest of all time. We've all accepted that that's a fact, not an opinion, right?
Yeah,
that Tom Brady is the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
So the next quarterback or the next after the next is also going to be the greatest of all
time? The next after the next after the next
after
the next.
In the same spot. Is every bull supposed to be the next Michael Jordan?
Sure. Nah, this ball character is not that good, or Jason Williams not that good, or whoever these guys. Do they compare everybody to Michael Jordan?
They shouldn't.
Like, that's not fair. In fact, it should be the exact opposite. You already got the GOAT. Like, is every linebacker in New York have to be LT? No,
isn't
you have
he the next
GOAT.
Tom? Oh, Abdul Carter is supposed to be.
Is Ricky Pearsall going to be the next Jerry Rice? No. Once you've had the GOAT, I feel like you got to lower your standards even more so and be like, we're probably not going to get the GOAT twice.
Just be happy someone's good.
Yes, it is.
So I agree with you that maybe fans are jumping out the window and a little too quick to criticize him. But I tuned into the Six Rings post-game show yesterday, and I believe you started the show off with, well, we got our guy. Yeah. No more questions. We got our... So
that
are
sounds
you
stronger
doing
than I sold
no,
it.
No, that's how you said it.
You find the audio and prove it to me.
I shall.
It's available on the Odyssey app, Spotify,
so
iTunes.
Now, are maybe you going the opposite way a little much?
Maybe. Am I pushing back against the masses? And I know people are jumping. Although I will say I was surprised. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we will get to the poll of the day.